Oh goody, you're finally awake. Hello, my boy, and welcome to my home. I hope you like it. I cleaned it up just for you. This place is usually such a mess with blood and body parts and my juices and webs just everywhere. Such a mess. It's been a while since I've had a guest as cute as you, so I wanted to properly prepare. See, I even put decorations on the wall. Aren't they beautiful? I pick only the prettiest examples of human form for display. I love looking at you humans, gazing upon your beauty. You humans are lucky. Spider girls are only half human. I only get the upper half, as you can see. I mean, I do have a vagina, but it's a little different. But you are a complete, purebred, 100% human. With all the parts and everything. I'm jealous specifically of you boys. Your genitals look so fun. How your penis lengthens and points up. How your scrotum can dangle low or pull up close just under your penis. That's really delightful. I can't do that. You should be proud of your body. See, the cute boys I selected for my cave wall? They are all tall with big muscles and long draping penises. That one's uncircumcised. He's unique. I like him. And look at the one next to him. His testicles rest almost at mid-thigh. I love my well-hung boys. You might not be into boys like me. Are you gay? No, I didn't think so. Don't get me wrong, I like the girls too. Their beautiful long hair, their curvy hourglass figures, their full round breasts, and their juicy, delicious pussies. The ones on the wall are gorgeous, aren't they? See the blonde with the long pubic hair, and the redhead with the spherical tits that just juts outward and downward in front of her chest? She's just magnificent, don't you think? What's wrong? You look scared. You don't like the decor? Maybe it's the fact that they have no feet, just bloody, dripping stumps. Well, sometimes my art tries to run away, and I can't have that. Turns out, not everybody's too keen on being strung up on the wall or swallowed whole. Oh well, it's not like it's really up to them. I just remove their means of escape with one clean bite at the ankles. You look horrified. Oh, don't worry, they don't feel a thing. First, I spray them with a numbing agent I produce in my nether regions. I have little glands around my groin that can squirt a toxic venom that numbs pain. Sometimes they overfill and I have to empty them to get relief. It's a lot like how you humans urinate. You call it pee, right? Yeah, Spider Girl's anatomy is a little different. I'm a human woman from the waist up, as you can clearly see, and right at the crotch, I transition into a spider. That's why I still have a vagina. It's just kind of scary looking. I still have a completely functioning female reproductive system, and I can breed with both human men and spider men. Their dicks are bigger, sure, but human men have a certain uniformity that I think is super sexy. Insides are quite different too, and trust me, I've seen the insides of many humans, so I probably know more about your body than you do. I imagine that at least feels similar, to be full of liquid and to just release it out from my privates and into a river or onto the floor or as a human. It's very pleasurable. In fact, I'm feeling the urge right now. Just give me a sec. I'm gonna turn so I don't get it all over clothes. I'm much bigger than you, and one squirt from me would douse your whole body. That feels much better. You see how much that was? If I'm not careful, the force of it can knock you down. Then you could hit your head on the rock floor, and your brains would go everywhere. And I'd have no one to show off to. How dreadful. Anyways, where was I? Oh right, the best thing about humans? How they taste. Oh, it's just indescribable. I'm telling you, you haven't lived until you've sunk your teeth into a warm, succulent, firm breast. The texture, the flavour, how the blood starts pouring out. I only eat my food alive so I can feel the pulse and watch the blood squirt out and hear the screams. It's fantastic. The pleasure I receive from tasting humans can actually cause me to orgasm and shoot out streams of the numbing spray like I just did, thick green ropes of it, flying from my genitals and into the face of a screaming woman. Oh, but enough chit-chat. Talking about it isn't nearly as fun as doing it. First, I want to look at you, so I'm just going to peel those clothes off of you. Ugh, I don't understand clothes. If I was you humans, I'd strut around naked to show off my junk to everybody you could see. I don't mind though. This is like unwrapping a present. It's kind of fun. Let me just pull down your underwear. Hey, why are you covering yourself like that? No need to be shy, boy. You're allowed to be naked here. In fact, I require it. Come on, I want to see your penis. You know, I can still see the size of your balls anyway, right? Just put your hands down. There we go. All nudie, just for me. Don't you feel better? Your sexy parts free, exposed, on display, unburdened by clothing. Oh, walk around a bit for me, will you? Please? I like to watch boys' penis and testicles flop around. Hey now, no pouting. You better do as I say, or there will be no numbing spray for you. Besides, in a minute, you'll never walk again, so you best enjoy it while you can. Thank you. Careful, don't slip in the puddle. Oh, you have such a pretty cock. That hot length of flesh dangling between your legs, its flared tip smacking into your thighs. Doesn't it feel good? Oh, I bet it does. I wish I had a cock. I would play with it all the time. I guess I'll just have to use yours instead. Come hither, my naked boy. What are you looking around for? Hold it right there. I've got your balls. See how I'm pinching them between my two front legs? Don't move. Or I'll poke a hole clean through your sack. Really? Seriously? Trying to escape? You know, I'm twice as tall as you and have four times as many legs, right? You humans are beautiful and you are delicious, but boy, are you dumb. Yeah, no. That was very rude of you. After all the time I spent preparing, you try to scamper off. All I did was compliment you and tell you how pretty you are and free you from your clothing and hand-select you from thousands of humans, and then you try to run. Ugh, you leave me no choice. You've just lost your foot privileges. You better stop whining and you better hold still, or I'll take your testicles away from you too, and you'll get no numbing spray. You will feel excruciating pain as I slowly rip your testes from your body. Is that what you want? No, I didn't think so. Here, I'm going to lift you up by your hips and stick you to my wall, securing you with some web. Here, right next to this gorgeous redhead. I'll put you close enough so you can fill her up if you want to. She's dead. She doesn't care. Don't worry, she's fresh. I just killed her this morning. She still smells like cherries from her shampoo. Look at her, resting with her eyes closed. She could be peacefully sleeping, if not for her missing feet and the bite marks on her breasts and on her thigh and on her butt. Oh, I remember that one. Her buttocks were plump and juicy. Still are. Go ahead, feel it. Nice, right? Does that make your cock hard, boy? Feeling the sexy, naked, dead girl's firm ass? Run your hand through her sweet folds. Come on. Rub her vagina. Still warm her. She had a great cooch. May her soul rest in peace. Okay, that's enough. Just hold your arms out. There we go. Nice and secure. Let me just pat that cute butt of yours. Oh, I can't stay mad at you. You're too cute, you little cutie. I liked watching you play with her. That made my glands swell up. I'm all full of my nerve juice again, which is good, because you'll need some for your feet. I mean, my feet. Oh, you're panicking again. What, you thought I'd just stick you on the wall and that would be the end of it? Nope, you still need to learn your lesson. Okay, I'm going to spray you. Oh, you like that, baby? My spider fluid gushing over your legs. It's massing your leg hair. Feel them tingle. Feel them fall asleep. Feel the feelings start to drain out them. Feel them go numb. Feel them become unresponsive to your commands. I'll give it a minute to fully take effect. feel your feet just hanging there in the air, 2 meters off the ground. Wiggle your toes. Is it difficult yet? Feel your genitals slightly aroused, engorged with blood, dangling gently from side to side. Feel your balls supported by the air. Look down at your junk, see it from above. I can see everything too, and it looks fantastic. Don't mind if I rub my pussy a bit. The ejection of fluid makes it oh so sensitive. See, it's dripping to the ground in long, thick strings. If I pull my hand away, my fluid clings to me like a bridge. That feels good. Okay, try wiggling your toes again. Yep, they're not even moving. You should be unable to feel pain below the knee. Don't worry, I won't bite that high. I'm just taking your feet, just a little nibble right here at your ankles. Okay, I'm gonna position myself underneath you. Now, you will feel it, but it won't hurt. My spray numbs the pain receptors, but it doesn't just kill the nerves. Now, I don't know if you notice with me talking, but my teeth are pointed and sharp. See if I smile? Yeah, there. They are, boy. You're scared now. Can you feel your heart rate speeding up? Well, despite that, you will actually bleed slowly. Another effect of my jacklet. It tightens your arteries and thickens your blood, so it can bite off whole limbs and you won't bleed to death immediately. Okay. Hi, baby. Hold still now and take one last look at your feet. I'm gonna open wide, put your foot to my mouth, and then... Oh, that was tasty. I loved how it just popped off in one bite. Oh man, your bones are crisp and ripe. Look at your stump. See how when I bit there? There was just one violent spurt of blood spraying on my face, and now it drips very slowly. Look how thick and dark your blood is. It's syrupy, almost black. There's a puddle forming on the floor, but don't worry about it, dear, I'll clean it up later. I bet I looked pretty terrifying, blood all over my face, drooling down my chin and onto my neck. Your blood? There, take some deep breaths, you're hyperventilating. Can't have you dying of a heart attack. Oh, but your penis is fully erect, throbbing and pulsing. That's another side effect of the spray. You felt the gentle prick of my teeth piercing your skin. Then just an odd separation, right? No actual pain, just like I told you. Well, get ready to feel it again. We got one more foot to go. I need to make you symmetrical. Opening my mouth wide, gently closing it around your other ankle, and with one full contraction of my jaw. Now, you're not going anywhere unless I order it. Do you feel lighter? You lost both your feet and about 2 pints of blood? You might feel tired and lightheaded, like after a few drinks. You're a double amputee now, pet. That's irreversible. You'll never walk again. You'll spend the remainder of your remits as a piece of art displayed on my wall, then end your life in my stomach as tonight's dinner. Now, you match the beautiful redhead to your left. Yes, she went through exactly what you're going through. She tried to run, I strung her up, then bit off her feet too. She had painted toenails. She's fresh, like I said, still dripping blood into her own puddle. God, she's hot. If you bend your knee and lift up your stubs, you can see the button of your tibia and all the flesh, tendons, and colours that are inside of an amputated foot. Look at the dark red blood fall out of you to the ground, splashing in the puddle. And look at me. That second spray of blood coated my face. And now a few streams of your blood pour down my chest and over my breast, like rivers on a map. And look at you. Your dick is so hard. Your veins are bulging, your penis jumps with your pulse, pointing upwards and drooling pre-cum. Well, now that you've learnt your lesson, it's time to continue the fun. Before I eat you, I'm going to have sex with you. Remember what I said about breeding? I need the injection of your semen so I can birth some more spider girls. Rejoice, human, for your bloodline will continue and you won't die a virgin in any case that you still are one. By the way, you're firmly attached to the wall, so I'll thrust onto you. Let me just reposition, climb partially up the wall, four legs on the ground, four on the wall. Now, your stiff penis is lined up with my vagina. I'm going to hold your sides for support and leverage. Okay. Are you ready, baby? Ready to fuck a spider girl? I'm moving in. Now, watch how my breasts heave as my breathing intensifies. Watch my bare chest covered in your blood, my erect nipples inches from your chest. My tits are swelling with my arousal. The tip of your penis just touched my lips. I'm going to kiss you. You taste your blood on my lips? Okay, I'm gonna push you in. Watch your hard dick disappear into my pussy. Feel it tighten and clench around your penis. Okay, I'm gonna pump away. Feel my tits bounce against you, smearing blood on your chest. I have to put my hands flat on the wall to rest as I move back and forth and cock like a spring, contracting and expanding. Our bodies are joined as we have sex. My fluids sweating your scrotum as your balls slap against me. Faster, faster, faster. Fuck, fuck. Faster, please, please, please. I'm gonna come with me. Shoot your semen into me. Come on, come for me, baby. I'm coming. Oh yes. Good boy, good boy. Good job, baby. I feel it. I feel your semen in me. I want to caress your face as I come down for my orgasm. Here, let me steal another kiss. Whoa. Look at your pelvis. You're covered in my ejaculate. I came all over you. Sorry about that. We're still together. Your penis is still spasming in my vagina. That feels great. Okay. I'm gonna pull off of you. Oh, mine. Looks like you weren't quite done ejaculating. You just hit me in my belly with a rope of semen. Oh, there's another all over the floor. Wow, since you're high off the ground, I think your penis shot that jet had come over 10 feet. Impressive. Another side effect of my squirtings. Your body rapidly produces semen. You just love coming, don't you, boy? You know, sex always makes me hungry. I have to replenish my fluids. Oh, don't look at me like that. You knew this was coming. The inevitable end with you inside me. Hey, come on now. I gave you a good hard last come. You're soaked in my spray, so you won't feel a thing. I think I've been more than fair. Oh, don't cry now. You're lucky you're with me. There are some monstrous creatures out there, far more crueler than I. They'll skin you alive and smash your genitals with rocks, all without any numbing like agent. And they definitely wouldn't have fucked you. So all things considered, this isn't so bad. Also, the spider girl pregnancy cycle is much shorter than a human's, less than a month. So I need to consume copious amounts of protein to convert it into my children. Since you have ejaculated inside me, your DNA match will be most beneficial. I will swallow you, dissolve you, and your body will become the body of my offspring. You will serve a great purpose. There's not that many spider girls left. You're going to help me save my species. Okay, now, pet. Any last words? Really? You want your last words to be, please, I beg of you, don't eat me, I'll do anything. The redhead said pretty much the same thing. Only I preserved her body. I just sucked out her insides from her back and stuffed her. But you, I'm going to eat whole. Well, maybe you guys will meet in some kind of afterlife. I've always wondered if there is an afterlife, and what's it like? Well, I guess you're going to find out. You probably should mention that you copped a feel on her dead corpse. Most girls probably not into that. Okay, I've stalled long enough. Now I'm going to cut your webs. Ah, caught you and lift you up. Now my human half is only slightly bigger than you, but I can unhinge my jaw like a snake. And since all my organs are in my spider half, my torso is pretty much one big tube. Now, would you like to go in head first or feet? I mean leg first. Up to you. Okay, then. I've enjoyed my time with you and I'll miss you. Bye. I feel full. Hey, can you still hear me in there? You went down clean, without any bites. Did you find your feet? Now, you're going to be slowly digested, but don't worry, you'll pass out from suffocation long before that. So just listen to the sound of my voice as I lull you to sleep, only you'll never wake up. I hear it's rather peaceful. That's one of the reasons I tire you out with a good fucking. You're more calm and you thrash around less, which is very uncomfortable for me. Can you feel my vocal cords vibrating as I talk? Like a massage. There isn't much room to move around in there, so you're in a pretty tight fit. Feel the tight, warm, gentle squishing. Are your eyes open? I noticed you closed them on the way in. What do you see? Is it just dark? Can you make out the colour of my insides? A dark red, I imagine. Maybe not. Dunno. I've never seen it in there, you know. I feel you poking me. Is your cock still hard? Is that what that is? That is one horny cock. You can gently thrust into me if you want. Rub your erect penis on my insides. It's mostly against my belly. Well, your belly. Whoops. Slip of the mouth. So just flex your butts. That feel good? Hump me from the inside. You should feel very tingly. Feel the pressure and movement as my esophagus slowly forces you downward into my core. I feel you moving down. It's gonna get harder to hear me as you pass into my stomach. You'll feel a lot wetter and probably a lot warmer, but the contractions should stop. I'm forming a cocoon around you. There you will lay until you dissolve. You're probably unable to move at this point. I'm just too tight. I can feel you breathing slowly. You're blacking out as you run out of oxygen and space to expand your lungs. You're dying. There's gotta be something. I hope it's not too comfortable or uncomfortable that you die in peace. And we had a lot of fun together, but this is a circle of life, sweetie. Your organs are shutting down. Your vision is going black. You're losing any remaining feeling. Just exhale as you last breath. As you slip away. Goodbye, baby.